All right, that's it. Up after the break, I got kind of a unique guest coming on here, something that's not really so much in the news, but I want to talk about, and that's the, let's call it the arms race in college sports right now. And what I mean by that is so much money is being spent on facilities and, you know, practice buildings and stadiums and this and that. I mean, the spending is getting absolutely out of control out there. And I got a guest, Dr. Ted Lambardini, is going to come on, going to talk a little bit about this, just how bad it's gotten and really what this can mean for your favorite university or really for universities across the country in general. I am Rocky Boyman. This is Cincinnati Sports Station, ESPN 1530. And before the break, I was talking about the arms race, let's call it, that's going on in college football. Now, colleges across the country are spending just massive amounts of money to upgrade their facilities, spending money, you could say, like drunken sailors, but as they say in politics, that would be an insult to drunken sailors of how much the money they are spending out there right now. Just and I thought this was somewhat relevant here locally, because as we all know, University of Cincinnati is undergoing an $86 million renovation to Nippert Stadium. It's going to take the capacity from around 35,000 and boost it by a little over 5,000. And I'm looking at a picture of this bad boy here, and this this looks unbelievable. The press box area will go essentially from really the entire length of the field. And when I talk about arms race, this is, it's not only going on just here in Cincinnati, it's going on all over the country here. Arizona, it just they completed a $378 million north end zone expansion of their stadium. Arkansas just completed a $35 million football operations center. Baylor, I believe, is near the completion of a stadium renovation costing $250 million. Florida State just finished a new $15 million practice facility. Nebraska just finished a $63.5 million expansion of their stadium. So you can see what I'm getting at here. It's really getting out of control. The and it's just astounding the amount of money that these folks are spending on this area. And to talk about this, I want to bring on a guest, Dr. Ted Lambardinus. He's a former strength coach at Ohio State, former strength coach at the University of Kentucky. He's also the head of a very successful training business here in town called Athletic Strength and Power. Ted, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Rod.
Yeah, let's. You're a guy that is a strength coach. You've seen this firsthand. How many dollars are being spent out there on these new facilities? Why is so much money being spent out there? Is it an issue of recruiting, or what's causing this just massive amounts of money being spent this way?
Well, I think there's two factors. One is there is a lot of money, and the money continues to go up each year, and they're spending it. But a lot of schools, as their TV revenues have increased, they're spending it. But a lot of the schools, for instance, I was just up at Ohio State, a lot of their additional spending is through private donations,
right?
Which you would hope. But it's all, you know, a function of you've got to have a wow factor to get the recruits in. And you'll have a recruit that goes to one school, and boy, this one school had a waterfall in their locker room. Boom. We got to get a waterfall in the locker room.
And that's the ridiculousness it's gotten, Ted, and I agree with you here. I think it's much different than my day and age when I was getting recruited in 1997. I went to Notre Dame because I watched them on TV, and I wanted to go there, and I didn't have to see one of their facilities for me to go there. And now, today's kid has changed. He wants to be wined and dined a little bit. He wants to go and see the multi-million dollar facilities that are out there, and the training centers and the whirlpools and the training tables and things like that. It's really come down to just what the recruit of today expects and wants, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. And when you bring a kid, walk him through your facility, or whether it be football or basketball, that kid's eyes are talking. In other words, the room's talking to that kid. He's looking. You don't have to say, this is new, that's new. He can see if you have the latest and the greatest, if you have the wow factor. And, for instance, last week I was at West Virginia University, and their basketball practice facility was off the chain. And, I talked to actually one of your friends there, Andy Kettler, and mm-hmm. he says, Bob Huggins raised the money for this building.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a $25 million building.
Well, and I think one thing we're seeing, Ted, is, organizations and athletic departments have spent money in the past on facilities. I just read an article by Street and Smith that said $15 billion was spent on sports facilities between 1995 and 2005. But to your point, what we're seeing more of, in the past it was – schools were spending money on stadiums that the fans could enjoy. Now the bulk of that money is being spent on practice facilities and training tables, things like that fans are never going to see. It's more catering to the athlete.
Oh, absolutely. And it's funny you talk about the time frame of those expenditures. And when the majority of our country was going through a recession, that business was like recession-proof.
Yes.
So if your business was in building facilities or refurbishing facilities, you know, that economical hit the country took, you didn't feel. And I'm fortunate I get to go around the country and see a lot of these facilities, and all of them, whether they just build a new one, they're adding a different wrinkle to it each year, and it's a function of recruiting. You have to keep up with the Joneses.
Yes, that's a good way to put it.
If you're not at a major power conference, there's no way economically you can continue with the expenditures and the spending that's going on. And a lot of them don't view it as spending as much as an investment. They feel that, hey, if we build these facilities, it's an investment. This program will recruit better athletes, and that will return make us more successful, and we'll make more in revenues. And if you follow, you know, what Nick Saban has done at Alabama, you know, he can justify those expenditures because
right.
It's all led to an increase in revenue. So from a business standpoint, but the problem is that can't happen for 125 Division I college football
teams. Well, that's a great point because, I mean, you talk about, let's take the MAC, for instance, the Mid-American Conference in Miami of Ohio, right up the road. There's no way that they can't compete with the Ohio States of the world or the Michigans or any of the SEC schools. It's really getting harder and harder for these schools to compete.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, the landscape probably in the next few years you'll have four power conferences. And not that that's right, but I think that's what the future is going to look like.
And, Ted, let me ask you this, because one thing people will talk about is, you know, look, oh, my God, our university is spending multi-millions of dollars on this stadium, yet our chemistry lab at the other end of the quad there is falling apart. No money's been put into that. I mean, do schools care about that, or do they pay attention, or how do they still justify the spending on these facilities?
I think they can justify it because, you know, for instance, I know this was probably 5 years ago. At the end of the operating year, I think the University of Georgia had a surplus of like $15 million from their athletic department. And those athletic departments in turn, you know, will give over, you know, maybe $10 million of that to the university.
Right.
But
so
a lot of those, you know, buildings that the athletic, you know, departments are building are coming from private donations. And my response would be, you know, well, we need to, but if I'm head of the chemistry department, I better go out and raise some money.
Well, you're right. And I would make this point too, Ted. I think even non-athletes they get the wow factor of these facilities. Here's the argument I'll make is a lot of just regular students, they want to go to a school with a good sports program. Folks here in Cincinnati, they want to go to Ohio State because, man, Ohio State football is great, and I want to be a part of that action. I want to go to the shoe on the big day of the big game. Well, what creates that fervor? Having the facilities that get the kids in the building that can perform great results on the field.
Absolutely. And a lot of these programs, for instance, I was up at Michigan State when they did their, you know, football facility expansion a few years ago. They put in a great academic wing to their football building that, you know, increased academic and tutorial services for their players. And so I think a lot of, you know, what these schools are also doing is they're putting a lot more money into academic support, which I think is great.
Absolutely. And that hopefully, I think the end result of all this spending is hopefully some of this money will continue to trickle down to the, you know, the other, you know, the dorms and the chemistry labs and the buildings and things like that. And really everybody wins here. You got to imagine at some point the federal government is going to say, wait a minute, we need to tap into this, these multi-million dollar donations these guys are getting tax breaks for. I don't know if it'll ever happen, but you got to imagine they're looking.
Oh, well, I'm sure if one of your senators is in a luxury box at an Ohio State game, and one of the boosters said, "Listen, do you want a political donation for me? Let me have my tax break."
It makes the world go around. You're absolutely right, Ted. Listen, we're up against a break, but great insight, great thought. I want to have you back another time because I know you're also an expert on the whole concussion aspect. A lot of great information on that. I know a lot of dads out there are worried and want to know more about that as it pertains to their young kid. But thanks so much for coming on the program.
All right, Rock. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk soon.
Good deal. Thanks, Ted. It is 4:54. Got to take a quick break. Hopefully by then, we'll have a Reds update for you. You are listening to Cincinnati Sports Station, ESPN 1530.